USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. It's very quiet this morning at the biggest terminal at the Port of Long Beach, California. Amid a long-running conflict over pay, pension, safety, and more, daily workers did not show up for work today. And correspondent Dana Griffin in Long Beach says the clock is ticking.
The thing about how bad this backlog could be, if there is one, we're told from people with direct knowledge here that 4 days is pretty much the max that these shipping containers could be sitting here for it to really create an impact.
The ports and dock workers have been working on a new contract for several months. Searchers now believe they found the last victims from the partial collapse of an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. 3 bodies were pulled from the wreckage today. On the same day, the first lawsuit's been filed. It alleges the city of Davenport and the building's current and former owners knew of the deteriorating conditions and failed to warn residents of the risk. New York City is turning to houses of worship to help house migrants.
Under the plan, the city will pay the churches $65 per night for each person. New York City is struggling to provide shelter for more than 45,000 adults and children who are currently staying in hotels and at emergency shelters. In addition, the FAA is allowing the city to send migrants to an old postal warehouse at JFK Airport, which is now set up to house 1,000 people. I'm Laura Winters.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed papers with the Federal Election Commission ahead of his official announcement of his candidacy on Wednesday. But New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is a no. He posted on Twitter he is not running for the GOP presidential nomination. The latest sport to face the wrath of people over its support for the LGBTQ community is stock car racing. A tweet by NASCAR supporting the community has led others to start a hashtag boycott NASCAR. This is USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The pizza artist strikes again. Someone is spray painting graffiti on buildings in Westchester County, the northern suburbs of New York City. The target? Pizza shops. The graffiti? A very well done cartoon slice of pizza, complete with pepperoni and melting cheese. Shop owners, though, are not pleased. It happened 7 times now in the past few weeks. During this Pride Month, a new survey on attitudes around the USA about gay marriage.
The percentage of Americans who believe same-sex marriage should be legal is holding steady at 71%. The new Gallup survey matches the approval number from last year and has been above 50% since the early 2010s. Only 49% of Republicans support same-sex marriage and 41% of weekly churchgoers, young adults, and Democrats are most supportive of same-sex marriages. I'm Rory O'Neill.
A suburban Salt Lake City parent has done a bit of a turnabout when it comes to his local school district banning some books from kids. So the parent went through the process at the Davis School District to ban a book that's filled with sin like adultery and violence, and the district agreed. It has removed the Holy Bible from elementary and middle schools, keeping it in libraries at high schools. Patagonia tops the list of the most loved companies in the USA. The clothing company took the top spot in the new Axios and Harris poll. Costco, John Deere, Trader Joe's, and Chick-fil-A round out the top 5. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield,